Hello there, child care business owners. This is Shakita Morgan of childcarebusinessowner.com, bringing you this week's recap of the Child Care Business Owner Network. I just want to take about 5 minutes of your time just to review all the resources that were available to you this week on the Child Care Business Owner Network. Let's talk about this week's Child Care Business Owner e-tip. This week's tip was 5 ways to show parents that you appreciate their business. Also in this week's newsletter, there was a testimonial given by Robin Smith, the owner of Child's Heart Daycare, and her testimonial was all about the new e-course, How to Effectively Supervise Young Children. And Robin wrote, great e-course for those new to the business and for those of us in need of a refresher course. Thank you for keeping us on our toes. Robin, thank you so much for your wonderful testimonial. Going to Another Level Mastermind E-Club is coming in January 2012. I am so excited about this e-club because I have an opportunity to help you go to another level. If you are someone who is in a home daycare and you want to transition into a center and you feel stuck and you just don't know where to go or how you should get this done, also if you own a child care center and you are wanting to expand or you just feel that there's another level for you to go to, I want to inspire you to go to another level in 3 core areas. And the first level is leadership. The second level is to develop a millionaire mindset. And the third level is to learn how to effectively manage your child care business. These 3 areas, or the 3 core areas, that will make a difference if you are going to go to another level. And I say this from experience. If you have not developed your leadership abilities, then this is going to determine the level that your business goes to. I once heard John Maxwell say, your business can only rise to the level of your leadership. So keep that in mind. If you're on level 1 of being a leader, then your business is going to stay on level 1. So it is vital that you continue to go to another level in the areas of leadership, number 1. Number 2, developing a millionaire mindset is not all about money, but basically to train your mind where you think like a millionaire. That's the key principle there to going to another level. Thirdly, being able to effectively manage your child care business is crucial in this business. You can have all the child care education and training that you want, but that's only going to prepare you for creating wonderful classrooms, not a wonderful business. And I say this from experience. And so if you're someone that's listening to me today, and you want to go to another level in this business, and those are the 3 areas that you feel that you really want to work on, this Mastermind E-Club is for you. And I suggest that you go ahead and join the email list today. I know that this club is not going to be launched until January, but throughout the month of December, I'm going to be giving you some plugs. There's going to be some weekly tips that are going to be sent out. That's just going to be preparing your mind for this Mastermind Club and helping you to make a decision on if this is the club that you want to enter. This is going to be a 21-day club. It's almost going to be like a 21-day fast. So every day for 21 days, for the first 21 days of January, or, you know, if you want to do this in February, it really does not matter when you come into this e-club because The course is being created now. And so basically when you signed up, you're going to start out at the beginning of the club, and it's going to end after 21 days. You're going to be given audio files, PowerPoint presentations. There are going to be handouts and some e-books. And so basically you are going to be empowered to go to another level. And I promise you will not be disappointed. All of the resources that are going to be sent to you are coming directly from my library that I have here at home. And so with that said, I look forward to you going to the Child Care Business Owner blog and visiting the Going to Another Level Mastermind Club page. And I want you to review the information that's on there and send me your name, your email, and the goals for your business so that I can go ahead and start sending you some information based on the goals and the information that you have sent me. And so now just moving on to the blog post. This week I have created 3 blog posts on the Child Care Business Owner blog, and I just wanted to bring these to your attention just in case you have missed any other blog posts. The first post was 10 websites that every child care provider must visit. The second post was a camera system can help to improve the hiring process. And the third post is, are you in compliance with the E-Verify system? Let's talk about the social media pages. On the Facebook page this week, I posed 3 questions. The first question was, what inspired the name of your child care business? The second question, family home care providers. What is your backup plan for your business when you are sick? Do you have an assistant to take over for you? Are your parents required to have a backup plan? What is it that you love the most about owning a child care business? And if you would like to plug into those questions or just tap into the community on our Facebook page, I invite you to log into Facebook, and you can find us under childcarebusinessowner.com. On the Twitter page, I would like to announce to you the top Twitter followers, and they are as follows: Moving Monkeys, Karen Daycare, All About Daycare, and 60 Second Parent. These were the followers that retweeted our tweets the most. They also favored our tweets, and they replied to the tweets that were sent out this week. And I just wanted to give a shout out to them and let them know that I really appreciate you following the Child Care Business Owner Network. And I would like to see more child care providers following us on Twitter and sending out their messages. If there's anything going on in your child care business, go ahead and tweet it to me. And you can follow at ccarebusiness. And you can go to twitter.com. And that's / and then CCAREBUSINESS. Now, next week, Child Care Business Owner E-Tip is going to be all about marketing your child care business on Halloween. If you need to build enrollment, Halloween is going to be a great time for you to give out some treats to kids, and also to pass out some marketing resources to the kids in your community. And when you subscribe to the weekly e-tip, you are going to receive that newsletter on this Sunday, and it's going to give you some tips on how you can build enrollment on Halloween. And so until next week, I want to thank you for all that you do for young children, and thank you for following the Child Care Business Owner Network. And you have an awesome weekend.